This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Hello, and welcome to this installment of CDC's AMR Exchange, Protecting Americans from Antimicrobial Resistance. I'm Dr. Dawn Sievert, and I'm the Senior Science Advisor in CDC's Antimicrobial Resistance Coordination and Strategy Unit. In this episode, we will talk with our CDC Antimicrobial Resistance Laboratory Network partners in Oklahoma about their efforts to combat antimicrobial resistance and highlighting the impacts of work in their communities. These public health experts from Oklahoma cover different aspects of detection, control, and prevention of antimicrobial resistance. First, I will ask each of you to introduce yourselves and share specific focus of your work. Jessica, would you like to go first?
Hello, my name is Jessica Sheffy. I am the Microbiology General Laboratory Supervisor at the Oklahoma State Department of Health Public Health Lab.
Excellent. Thank you and welcome. Janine, how about you?
Hi, my name's Janine Kitts, and I'm the Director of Infection Prevention at St. Francis Health System in Oklahoma.
All right, over to you, Brooke.
Hello, my name is Brooke Harris. I'm the Manager for Microbiology and Molecular for LabCorp Oklahoma. Thank you for having me.
We're happy to have all of you here today. Let's get started with the questions. Jessica, I'll start with you first. From your perspective at the Oklahoma Public Health Lab and as part of CDC's AR Lab Network, how does your work protect people in Oklahoma?
We protect the people of Oklahoma by identifying multi-drug-resistant organisms, otherwise known as MDROs, and providing actionable data related to the risk of acquisition and transmission of those organisms. This data enhances communication with jurisdictional healthcare facilities whose infection prevention and control practices are Oklahoma's first line of defense from outbreaks of MDROs. We work closely with our submitters, our epidemiology partners, and our regional ARLN laboratory to monitor for MDRO outbreaks and their sources through coordinated isolate sequencing and colonization screening. If we can identify an outbreak, we can stop it with appropriate infection control and prevention practices.
Thanks, Jessica, and thank you for describing the connectivity and all the collaboration so clearly. Another question for you. Why is increased lab testing capacity and coordination in Oklahoma critical to identifying and responding to outbreaks?
Increasing laboratory capacity decreases turnaround time, which improves outcomes not just for the individual, but for the facility. Similarly, coordination across states is important because our citizens do not live their lives constrained by state borders. Our submitters regularly receive samples from residents of Oklahoma, and similarly, our healthcare facilities receive patients and samples from those who live outside of Oklahoma. Coordination is vital to keep everyone informed about the MDRO status of patients and to prevent outbreaks from patient mismanagement.
Excellent. Thank you. All right, over to you, Brooke. Can you please describe the partnership with your state public health lab and the important role that clinical labs play with CDC and our lab network?
Yes, the partnership between the clinical lab and the state public health lab is collaborative. The clinical lab is pivotal in identifying potential pathogens and resistant organisms, but the impact is not maximized until that data is collected and confirmed by the state health lab.
And then a follow-up question to that, how has collaboration between the state public health labs and clinical labs improved our ability to detect outbreaks quickly?
It's made a tremendous difference because most individual clinical labs are an island. They don't know the results that other laboratories are getting. So it's not until we contact the state and that information, that data is collected and is shared that we realize what may have seemed like an odd result in one area is actually an outbreak in the state.
Thank you so much for describing that vital relationship. One more question for you. Could you give us an example of where that relationship has been important?
The relationship between the clinical lab and the state health lab is important every day. It can mean life or death for a patient at any given time. And it is our duty to treat our patients almost like their family, because what we can consider maybe just an odd result might actually be a new emerging pathogen or a new emerging resistant organism. And upon contacting the state, realized that, no, this is a real pathogen, and it's part of an outbreak, and we need to get this patient treated promptly. So just having that relationship can make all the difference.
Okay, Janine, over to you. From the healthcare facility perspective, can you describe your role as an infection preventionist in responding to and controlling healthcare infections and antimicrobial resistance in your healthcare facilities?
Infection preventionists play a crucial role initially by coordinating any outbreak response. And we do this by working with our public health officials, healthcare providers, and other stakeholders within our organization, as well as others outside the organization. A significant amount of time is spent assessing a situation, which includes observing frontline provider practices, providing education to the healthcare team, patients, and families, and collaborating across the continuum of care with other healthcare settings. And this would engage our home health partners and long-term care settings. Although this centers around proper hand hygiene practices with hand sanitizer or soap and water, use of personal protective equipment like gowns and gloves, and the cleaning disinfecting process that requires correctly following the label instructions of products that are going to be effective against these antimicrobial resistant organisms, it extends beyond the clinical side to the human side. And we strive to remove fear and confusion because it's a must so we can foster a culture of safety for everyone.
Excellent. Thank you. And then one more question for you, specifically as an infection preventionist. How has CDC's AR Lab Network helped you to identify threats faster and protect your patients?
Through collaboration with the HAI AR Prevention Program, we were able to learn more about testing and identification of targeted antimicrobial resistant organisms through CDC's Antimicrobial Resistant Laboratory Network, or ARLN. And what that did was lead to the creation of an admission screening protocol within our facility. And this now increases our ability to prevent potential spread by initiating contact precautions of some of our high-risk patients while we await those screening results. And if there's a concern for an exposure during an outbreak, we would follow the direction of the Oklahoma State Department of Health and screen other high-risk patients. And what this does is it helps our ability to communicate with other facilities that may be sending or receiving patients through our healthcare system, and it also prevents any additional opportunities for transmission.
Now we have two questions to pose for each of you to respond to from your own perspective. Can you talk about how data and information are shared between healthcare facilities, clinical labs, and the state public health lab in Oklahoma?
When an organism of public health interest, such as an NDRO, is identified by our submitting laboratories, they are required to submit it for confirmation. The public health lab maintains a reportable pathogen poster that details all the isolates that are required to be submitted for confirmation testing. Once received, we perform said testing and then share the results with the submitting facility. The results of these tests are entered into our electronic laboratory information management system, and a report is generated and sent to the submitting facility. An electronic laboratory report is also generated and sent to our epidemiology partners, who can then reach out to our submitters to discuss appropriate infection prevention and control practices, if necessary, such as in the case of an identified outbreak.
Thanks, Jessica. And Janine, over to you from your perspective.
Sure. So our data information sharing kind of varies depending on the situation, but typically we will receive calls from our HAI AR prevention program when a patient has a reported care encounter at our facility, and as well as if there's a positive result from an admission screening test. When our clinical lab has a suspected antimicrobial resistant organism result, we're notified and we take steps to ensure that all infection prevention measures are in place. Every effort is made to communicate to other facilities where patients may have come from or will be transferred to that ensures all precautions are initiated upon admission. And this is usually a collaborative effort. Our public health lab assists with questions to our clinical lab. So it's kind of a bigger group discussion on any given instance when an antimicrobial resistant organism is identified.
Thank you, Janine. And Brooke, from your perspective?
Absolutely. I like to look at it as a loop. We, in the clinical laboratory, we isolate the organism, a potential pathogen. So the minute we suspect something, we are in contact with the state. We're also in contact with the healthcare facility. We also call in fax results to our patients, the facilities, the physicians, because we like to err on the side of caution. It could be that it's nothing and it was a weird result, or it could mean this patient needs treatment today. So we want to make sure that everybody is informed. Once that information is confirmed by the state health laboratory, whether it's confirming the pathogen or it's not so deadly or serious, at that point, we follow back up with our healthcare facilities to make sure that the treatment can be adjusted as needed.
And one final question for each of you. What are some lessons you've learned about detecting and responding to AR outbreaks and the important impact of your relationships with partners? Jessica, over to you first.
Communication and collaboration are key. Every healthcare facility and clinical laboratory is a crucial partner in monitoring the spread of organisms of public health concern. Each isolate identified has the potential to spread without proper patient management and infection prevention and control practices. It is only by working together that we can identify and prevent these outbreaks from threatening the people of Oklahoma.
Thank you, Jessica. And Janine, from your perspective?
Honestly, communication seems to be the biggest challenge, and I think that is probably consistent across the board. And, you know, we can always improve upon that, especially across the continuum of care. We move patients for the level of care that they need, so it's really important. And the ability to rapidly detect, treat when necessary, and protect the population through prevention efforts really requires bringing as many people to the table as possible. So anyone involved at any stage of care really should be prioritized, not only internally, but with our external partners as well. So, you know, there's so many moving parts that it requires the skill and expertise from frontline providers, our clinical laboratories, the public health lab, our HAI AR program, and that streams into our ARLN to complete that circle. And you know, we keep all the links in the chain secure, and that makes it a lot easier to protect public health.
Thank you, Janine. Brooke, finally, from your perspective.
I have learned that early communication makes the biggest difference in patient outcomes. Again, every laboratory, every clinical laboratory is an island. So what may seem like an odd result might actually be an emergence of an outbreak or a new antimicrobial resistance. So just having those partnerships and that collaboration and those relationships and that communication is crucial. The sooner the better, even when you're not sure.
Great. Thank you, Brooke. All right. That's all the time we have for today. I want to thank you for sharing your experiences and insights, detailing your work, and highlighting how important the close collaborations are between a state public health lab, clinical labs, and the infection prevention and control within healthcare facilities. We see that without these coordinated efforts, healthcare infections and antimicrobial resistance would not be detected and controlled in a timely manner, placing more individuals at greater risk. I want to thank each of you for joining me today and to share the incredible work that you all do together. And we also very much appreciate your collaboration with the CDC AR Lab Network.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's a tremendous opportunity, and I really appreciate it. Also, thank you to Brooke and Janine for taking time out of their busy schedules to join us.
Well, it's been a pleasure to join you. I love to always talk about what infection preventionists do. A lot of people don't understand what goes into it. So it's always a great opportunity to provide education and information to everyone who has questions.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a joy to be a part of this discussion.
So that's it for today. Goodbye for now. Thank you.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.